go.
Ready? I'm ready.
Okay. And now I'm here with Victoria Furlow, co-founder of Empress Chai Yolk Studios. How you doing, Victoria?
I'm good, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm really excited to bring out your story to Sacramento. Why don't we start by giving the folks the warning and the overview of the company?
Okay. First off, I'll give the warning that I like to give everyone before I start discussing my business is that I will use the word vagina quite often.
Okay.
And vagina is not a bad word.
Okay. It's legal to say on the radio.
It is okay.
Okay, good. I don't need the FCC coming down on me. Okay, I'm going to let you say it more often than me if that's okay.
Okay.
I'll try to be the good question asker-er.
Okay.
And be careful on my comments so as to not offend or lose any of my friends out there that think I'm crossing a line. So anyway. Tell us about your business.
Okay. My business is Empress Chai Yolk Studios. Me and my best friend and business partner of 23 years, we started this over a year ago. We specialize in herbal vaginal steaming. The best way for me to explain that to all the folks out there is basically think of brewing a tea. Mm-hmm. And instead of drinking it and getting the nutrients orally, you would sit over it and absorb the nutrients vaginally.
Okay, so what made you decide to do this business?
So my business partner came to me, like I said, about over a year ago. She was suffering from her own health issues, and she called me and she said, look into vaginal steaming. And I thought she was crazy. Mm-hmm. I said, what are you talking about? So I did some research on it. It's a little bigger on the East Coast. I said, okay, let's look into this. She had her own health issues. I had some health issues I was trying to deal with also. We began steaming basically at home. Mm-hmm. We did our homemade steams. We steamed at home. We noticed benefits after the first steam. Once we realized that it was beneficial to women and started, like I said, doing research, seeing that it was much bigger than what we thought, we've seen that Sacramento needed it out here. There was one, I think the closest one was maybe the Bay Area and then one in LA. So
where did this concept begin, though? Is it something that's been around for years and years, or is it something that's been recently developed?
Correct. This is something that is ancient. This is something women just used to do to help heal themselves naturally. And that's where the herbs come into place. And it's an ancient practice, and we just want to kind of bring it back around.
So the health, talk to us about how your health health changes. What are the benefits associated with the steaming?
So with the steaming, it ranges. And for one thing, what I like about it also is that it's for all women, regardless of race, age. It's for all women. Some of the benefits range from PMS and painful periods, mm-hmm. Infertility issues, fibroids, which is a up and rising dilemma that women are dealing with, especially women of color in the community. But it can also help on a smaller level. Women sometimes with the foods and things we put into our bodies are our own natural.
So there's a detoxification,
yes,
kind of
correct.
Thing that happens.
It's a detox.
So give us an example of, like, you talked about your friend. She had a big change then.
Right. She was actually dealing with blood clots, and she was going into the hospital. She was on blood thinners, and this is in her early 30s. And so this was something she wanted to kind of put the healing back into her own hands, find mm-hmm. some self-healing. And so this was one thing that helped her. We have women who were dealing with infertility and came in and seen us and started practicing this on their own and would report back to us. And we've had miracle babies, you know, women.
Wow.
We just got a message the other day saying that a woman, she came in, she had just recently miscarried. She came into our studio, bought some tools to start doing it at home. And now she'll be expecting her baby this year.
Wow.
So just beautiful stories.
Changing
like that.
Lives. Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the business model, right? This is an entrepreneurial story. It's a story of a really interesting product, something that I did not know about until you pitched at the pitch contest.
Yes.
Earlier. Talk to us about where you're at in the entrepreneurial journey.
So where we're at is, and it's very exciting because where we're at, and when we first started, you have to understand that it was not it wasn't anything that, especially in Sacramento, that women were aware of. So when we started here, we had to kind of lay the foundation for it and explain to women what it was. And when we started explaining it, women kind of, they didn't trust us with that area. You know, they're like, yeah. Wait, no, nothing's wrong with that. I'm okay. You know, so now.
Maybe something you don't really want to talk about.
Exactly.
Right?
It's kind of uncomfortable. Something you would probably only talk to your doctors about.
Okay.
You know, and so now I think we're in the phase now where women are starting to understand, you know, our passion. They're starting to recognize it and realize that it's something that
it's is more common than what we might have been led to believe.
Exactly. Yeah.
So, okay, so you, you're starting to get the word out now. And so how do people do business with you?
So they can contact us by phone. They can contact us. We're on Facebook. We're on Instagram. And we also have a website. And
so it's a service, but it's also a product. I mean, so what? How do you? What do we get when we decide to use your, you know, your business?
So you can either come in studio and have the service done. We can also come to you because we're also a mobile service. Okay. We provide parties, and we also sell the tools so that you can do this at home. You can incorporate this in your monthly routine or whatever you need to. So,
which is the biggest growing part of the business? Because it sounds like there's three different models, right? So go direct out there at the home, or you know, you can buy the products and do it yourself, or you can come in and do it in the studio.
The parties are pretty big because they're fun and they're new. Women, you know, you've had your own little, you know, maybe paint and sip parties or different kind of little parties, but this is kind of new for women, and it's exciting. And so, and it's a chance to get together, have a little girls' time, you know, so that's one of the bigger parts of it. And you can't get that at home. You know, once you buy a stool from us, a V-steam stool or something, you can steam at home, but you can't provide that service, of course, for five other your friends.
Kind of a novelty type thing.
Right.
Well, I mean, walk me through one of those parties. What happens?
Oh, Mark.
Okay. Well, I don't need to know the deep. I'm picturing, you know, because my wife is one of those people that has little parties at our house or with her friends where they do different things like painting and different things like that. So I'm imagining the women get together. And what happened? Are you there to do something, to run some steamer?
Yes, I'm here. We're there. And, well, first of all, so the party, we always start parties off with, you know, maybe a little bit of fun things to drink, you know, loosen up the mood,
yes,
you know.
I can imagine some people being nervous,
exactly.
A lot of joking and things like that,
Yes, we joke, we laugh, we talk, we share. It's definitely bonding. And we share kind of a little bit about ourselves. We ask questions, you know, just to lighten the mood. And then the women change. Everyone's, of course, everyone is basically robed. So everyone's covered. This is not anything women are just sitting around naked, steaming together. It's nothing like that. Every woman's covered. And then as we're sitting and steaming, we're just talking and socializing, catching up.
I have to imagine from a, you know, from a friendship standpoint that, I mean, because whenever if you have a conversation with somebody that's about something that's more vulnerable, where you're really going deep with somebody, I mean, the bonding really happens there. So you have these women that are in a relaxed environment, really being women, right?
Yes,
just talking
amongst
one each other. I can imagine it being a great place to, like, strength or a great opportunity to strengthen a friendship.
And it's a safe place.
Okay.
You know, we can talk, that women can talk, you know, amongst themselves. There's no men around. You know what I mean? They can be free. They can discuss. They can get whatever was bothering them that week off their chest. It's kind of a release also. It's definitely a stress reliever.
So if my wife has a party, how long do I have to be out of the house for?
It depends on how hard they party.
Oh, no. I'll spend the night with a buddy.
No, typically about 2 hours.
Okay.
Yes.
So, okay, let's talk about the vision for the business.
Okay.
Obviously, you were launching your business. You won the pitch contest that I was at with you, Victoria, and
Tiffany.
My God, jeez. Talk to us about where you're going, but what did it feel like to win? And was that a confidence boost in helping you with your vision?
Definitely. Tremendously. It was amazing to win. It was totally off guard because all the women there have great businesses and they had great pitches, you know. So to me, it could have been anybody that could have won that, right? So I wouldn't go in like, oh, I got this in the bag, you know what I mean? So it was definitely humbling to actually win that. And it was rewarding. It felt good, you know what I mean, to be able to articulate basically your passion to others and them actually understand it, especially with only 5 minutes, you know? So, and our vision for the business is we are soon, we'll actually become vaginal steam practitioners where you can come to us and get certified so that you can be a practitioner. And we also are trying to franchise this as almost like a Mary Kay passion parties where women can basically host their own V-Steam parties and make a commission off of it also.
Wow. Ambition. I love it. You know, you're getting after it. I love the entrepreneurial dream. Talk to us about, I want to share some advice for some people that have maybe your background and some of the up-and-comers that are thinking about chasing their dream as well.
Definitely, because I wanted to touch on that. We just had a woman inbox me on Instagram. She found us on Instagram, and she was asking questions about how she can become certified so that she can start her own practice on the East Coast. And she kind of just gave me a little bit of her background, and she said, I'm a single mother. I'm working this job that I barely even get to see my kids, and something needs to change. So please let me know how, you know, what's the next step in this. So what I suggest to any woman out there, any person out there that has even just a little bit of a dream is to go after it. Being an entrepreneur, I had no idea until I actually became one how much work and how many hats you actually wear. And I commend all entrepreneurs out there. And it's almost like jumping out of an airplane with a parachute that they're like, you have 50% chance that that will open and then 50% chance that might not open. But all I can tell people is to jump. You know, you never know until you try.
You never know until you try. Mm-hmm. Victoria Furlow, co-founder of Empress Chai Yoke Studios, thanks for joining me on the show.
Thank you, Mark.
You bet.